Kedvach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chil Mechel, Zecharono Livracha, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zecharono Livracha. And of course, learning in the shul this week has been graciously sponsored by the Glux, Lulei Nishmas, Effie's mom, and we are in Sefer Tehillim. We're up to Perek Ches. You know, in order to discuss Perek Ches, we're going to have to mention the understanding that a person has to understand how to approach, to come to the idea of loving Hashem. And the formula that the Rambam identifies in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah is the understanding that the first thing you have to do is study Hashem's Torah. Then you'll understand Hashem in the way that He does. And so we begin this capitol with an instruction to the conductor, Lamanatzeach Alagitis, that some of the Mefarshim are going to identify as a special musical instrument that's meant to accompany this particular capitol. But the Meiri suggests that maybe a Gittis is an instrument that was designed by the musical experts of Kiryat Gat, Gittit. Radak says that no, David HaMelech wrote this capitol when he was in Gat. And the Radak says maybe he handed over the composition to Oved Edom Hagiti, who was a Levi, and that's what we mean, Lamanaseach al Hagites, that the king, after the Aron was in Gat for 3 months, he was excited about the Kavod HaTorah and he danced with it. And so this becomes this capitol, which talks about Simchas Torah, the joy of the Torah, ironically, is the one that the Vilna Gaon chooses as the Shir Shoyom of Simchas Torah, this Lamanatzeach Alagitis Mizmor LeDavid. We're going to use it as a means to understand Hashem through the power of the Torah. And so Tehillim Perek Ches begins Lamanatzeach Alagitis Mizmor LeDavid, right? And so he says, Hashem Adoneinu Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz Asher Tanautcha Al HaShamayim, which again, in support of the Gaon's argument, is one of the lines that we use on Hoshana Rabbah right before Simchas Torah. Hashem Adoneinu Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz Asher Tana Hodcha Al HaShamayim. Hashem, our Master, how great is your name? You are the Master over all of the handiwork of creation, says the Radak. How mighty is your name, the name Hashem, and your Hod, your Majesty, is above the heavens. It truly belongs above the heavens. The truth is, humanity is not supposed to be able to have the appreciation of Hashem. And yet Hashem, in your humility, you put your majesty on the earth, says Rashi. Mipi olulim yonkin yisada ta'oz. Out of the mouth of babes, you establish strength. Now, Hashem is evident even in the smallest things in the world. A baby's born, it knows how to suck, says the Radak. That is an incredible thing in and of itself. Hashem created that, and he thought about that technical detail. I remember once as a little kid, and maybe more modern times, watching the detail of how they make the cruise ships. The cruise ships that exist are often very, very, very large, but yet the detail that goes into them, especially from the Disney company, where they are not only interested in creating a cruise ship, they're trying to create many, many Disney worlds. And that's only one small example. I can imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much he does. On the one hand, he has the big ship idea in running the world, and yet he is also the imagineer and the engineer who goes ahead and makes all of the different pieces come together. Leman Sarareka, Lahashbis Oyevu Misnakim, because of your tormentors, you silence the foes and the avengers. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the manifestation of and supervision of the world to silence those who are hostile and deny Hashem's ability to run the world. The Rishonim are always disturbed by Hashem's presence all over the place, and they see Hashem as an impediment for their ambitions, and so they try to get rid of God. And even the process of confining His authority to the shuls and to the places, and yet at the same time, only at certain times. But Lashmis Oyevu Misnakim, he's trying to silence. And according to Rashi, that those who try to do that, they are trying to destroy. Ki Aresha Mecha Maseitz Posecha Yarech Vakochavim. Asher konanta ma'enosh kisis gerenu venadam kisiv kedenu v'atachsereu ma'atme elokim u'bechavod v'hadar tatreu. When I look and I see anything that you do, after I'm amazed by your work on the earth, I look at your handiwork in Shemayim. When I see all the celestial areas, the moon, the stars, in this situation, I look and I say, look how frail the human being is. When you think about the whole space program is a drop in the bucket. That's the great part of human technology, and yet, what is the importance of man, who's a tiny drop in the tiny bucket? Despite man's frailty, you made him great, says Metzudas David, a drop lower than a malach. And his mission in life is an intellectual experience and a glorious one. And you gave him kavod, and you gave him a soul, the crowning achievement, v'yipach v'yachbav neshmas ruach chayim. Tamshileu b'masi adecha koshata tachas raglav. What did you do? You gave him dominion over the work of your hand. He's a nothing in comparison to you. When I think about that, I say to myself, you gave him everything. Tzonev alafim kulam begam ba'mos shakai. You gave him sheep and cattle, everything, even the beasts of the open field. Ba'mos shadai. Tzipor shamayim udgeyam over orchos yamim, Hashem adoneinu mo'adir shemcha b'chol ha'aretz. You turn around and you have the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, it crosses over the sea, and you give all of that in the hands of man, and man has the ability to rule over all that stuff. Hashem adoneinu mo'adir shemcha b'chol ha'aretz. Hashem, Look how incredible your name is. In other words, says the Radak, when David HaMelech finished relating the many kindnesses that Hashem did for man, he says that despite all this, man is pretty insignificant compared to the works of Shamayim. So again, David HaMelech says, even with all this, I turn around and I doff my cap to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I say, look, whatever we are, we're nothing. Take a look at how amazing you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this situation. This is Perek Ches, and as we go through life and we see all the amazing things man is capable of, we turn around and realize that it's a drop in the bucket to the power of Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful day, and a good tvach, and a wonderful, terrific, amazing week.